Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio. Tonight, we are proud to present Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal doing a live radio broadcast of a paranormal investigation at the Old Turner Jail, now the Crime and Punishment Museum in Ashburn, Georgia. Learn about the history of this turn-of-the-century jail, plus the hanging and the paranormal claims. Psychic Tina Marie and Gulf Coast Paranormal have teamed up with the Paranormal Society of Middle Georgia and the Ghost Lives Paranormal Team for this investigation. It's going to be an exciting evening of radio that you don't want to miss. Listen to some EVPs. Call into the show. So tune in. And thank you for listening to Greater Good Ministries Radio.
All right. We finally got the show open. I'll tell you, we are here at Ashburn, Georgia. There's about 70 people in line right now.
There is.
70 people waiting in line. They all have tickets to get in to the Old Turner Jail here in Ashburn, Georgia. Hey, folks out there, who's ready to see some ghosts tonight?
There you go.
I'm telling you, they're all here. They're all pumped up. They're ready to see some ghosts. And let's hope the Old Turner Jail does them right.
Absolutely.
There's been reports, you know, of one, you know, for sure hanging inside. Allegedly another one around the area. But we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am just tickled to be here in Ashburn, Georgia. I got to tell you, these some beautiful people up here.
They are.
This is a real kid-friendly ghost time tonight that they're having at the Old Turner Jail. Everybody's invited. There's no fee, no fee whatsoever. We just ask that everybody please, you know, should have no sandals. Need to have tennis shoes on for the hunt.
Yeah, should have flow shoes.
And we're just throwing it out there. That's kind of like the rules around here. But anyway, I'm going to tell you, we've got quite a few guests that are going to be on the radio program tonight.
And let me tell you about, you know, our lineup. First off, we could not do this through radio on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Reverend Barbara D. Dozier, you know, her radio network, ggmradio.com. You know, we thank her so much
for allowing us to come here
and allow her to do this nighttime broadcast.
Absolutely.
This way we're able to do a two-hour show. That's right, a two-hour show.
Tonight, 2 hours. We're going to be yakking for 2 hours.
We might get a little tired, a little hoarse,
you know, because
we're
going to
kind of rotate around
here,
put people in
about.
And kind of talk. But, like I said, we're at the Old Turner Jail. It's now the Crime and Punishment Museum, located on College Avenue in Ashburn, Georgia. And the key sponsor, of course, you know, we're Gulf Coast Paranormal. You know, why don't you tell us about the history of Gulf Coast Paranormal?
Well, first and foremost, you know, years ago, 28 years paranormal in Cross City, Florida, went on to Cross City Paranormal. You know, been doing it for 28 years, and we have found many groups over the years of 28 years, and I am proud to say everyone is running but one. So it's all good. It's all good. You know, the curiosity of paranormal is not going to go away. And let me get back to Barbara DeDozier. Thanks again to her for letting us use DGRM radio this evening. And love and light, she's my mentor. All right, let's go.
The people conducting the tour, it's the Paranormal Society of Middle Georgia from Warner Robins, Georgia. You can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/ Paranormal Society of Middle GA, abbreviation for Georgia.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Jeffrey Vaughn. He is the founder. He founded this back in 2013, and he's also the lead investigator for the group.
And the name of the group is what?
It is. As I take my glasses off,
it's all good.
It's hot out here.
Yeah, we're laughing.
But it's the Paranormal Society of Middle Georgia.
There you go. And I got to tell you,
and
what
one of your good friends is here
helping
with the tour as well.
Tina Flurry, and the name of her group is what, darling?
Yes, Ghost Lives Paranormal.
Tina Flurry and her husband Dana. I knew him years and years ago. As a matter of fact, when I first started doing this, Tina came aboard on my paranormal team, and I'm still doing it to this day. So this is a good little scenario that came about.
Now, sometime later in the show, we're going to have a demonologist doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be Leon Wilk, who's in the Air Force, and he's going to talk about potential claims of demons in the basement.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, we're going to get into a little bit of this about, you know, whether there is a demon here at the Turner Jail or what's going on. Just exactly, you know, what's going on. And we can only do that with, you know, the evidence that is collected through these investigations. This is what people do, you know?
Absolutely. So
it's a serious matter.
When we first got here this afternoon, I did a walkthrough, you know, I did a baseline sweep for EMF a little bit that made me think a little bit and heard some claims in that same area. But it showed me the basement. You know, that the basement will not be unclear tonight.
No, tonight they're not allowing anybody into the basement. Yeah, like you said.
But when I went down there, again, the EMF meter was very, for the most part, flat across the board. But when I took photos of every room.
We did. He came in and took pictures of all throughout the jail. And you did get something.
I'm telling you, down in the basement, it was nothing but old central.
And it's not dust, people. We've got, I'll tell you, we know what dust is. We've been doing it a long time. Long time.
Yeah.
There's a difference between dust falling. They were there, then they weren't.
Absolutely.
You know, like I said, we do have got some great guests coming on this evening.
And one of them's right in front of us.
Yeah.
And that's Stevie Thompson. She is the executive director of Ashburn, Georgia's Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to kind of talk about the history of the Turner Jail and where it goes. Stevie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
And thank you for letting us use your Wi-Fi, because without it, we could not do this broadcast.
Glad you were here. Glad we're able to do this today.
But, you know, I know that the jail was, I think it's correct, I know, yeah, in 1906, and it's on the National Register of the Historic Places.
It is. The jail in Fort Huff, it was in 1906. We'll tell about the past year, the historical fact of it. We do tours of the jail throughout the week, appointment, and it's a very unique, one-of-a-kind place that we have here.
I know walking through it. I mean, my wife would love that parlor.
Yes,
she would love that parlor. It's like, you know, I could set up shop in there. Parlor looks like it's needed. But it's beautiful. It's a Romanesque style. And the inmate named it the Castle Turner. How did that come about?
In fact, it was so beautiful in the night in the jail because they thought it was like some sort of hotel out here because it was so beautiful.
Yeah, well, actually, in doing some research on that and reading on that, you know, they say this isn't your typical Mayberry jail.
No, not at all.
It's not where, you know, Otis is just going to walk himself in.
Mm-hmm. I know you can't see this, but on the front of the jail, that bars are on the inside, and the glasses on the outside because one of the wives that her out, her home, because the sheriff's family lived in here. They didn't want their home to look like a jail, so it's a little unique like that.
That's right, and the sheriff's wife, she's the person that actually did the cooking for the inmates.
To feed the inmates, that's correct. They would cook in the living quarters and then bring them upstairs to the inmates.
And, you know, in the jail, there is what they call the hanging cells, still remains upstairs along the death cell, and the hanging hook and the trap door. Now, it's all sealed up.
Yes, it is.
I was kind of hoping that I could
pull the lever
on it to make the noise, you know, so I could stir some spirit.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the room that everybody wants to go in right there. That's, we always say, during our tours, that's the room they always...
And now, the county itself, it was created in August 18th, 1905, named for Captain Henry Gray Turner. And he was captured by the Union troops at Gettysburg. He was a resident of Nashville, then later of Quitman, and he served as a legislator in Congress. Something just popped on my computer, and it's really up. From 1881 to 1897. In about 1885, the Battle of Sandy Sink was fought 2 miles east of Cool Spring with the Indians under Billy Bowleg. Now, for me, Billy Bowleg, that's a tie in the Florida.
Okay.
because Billy Doleg, he was a little famous pirate along the Gulf Coast.
Okay.
And he liked to hang out all the way from the Treasure Coast all the way over to Emerald Coast. So Billy got around. But can you give me some more details about the county itself and, you know, what's happening here?
Well, currently we have a lot of good things going on in Turner County right now. We're in the process of getting new flag food deals right off today. This is a big investment for our county. That's a dollar investment that we've got going on. We've got some new industry that's come in that we're very excited about. Also, as executive director of the Turner County Development Authority, which we try to bring new growth and industry into our community. So we've got a lot of growth out here.
I was going to ask about that. How did that come to be, Firegrass?
Well, it originally started as Firegrass, but it expanded into the fire ancestors. So it's really not a great story behind it, but I tell you, we are a county of about 8,200 people. During the fire ancestors, so the fourth weekend in March every year, during the fire ancestors, we can bring up to 30,000 people in our community.
Wow.
So that it's a great family friendly event. I mean, we have huge fireworks, carnival, I mean, pet parade, a Manti Hose contest. I mean, there's just so
much.
A Manti Hose contest. Manti Hose where?
A Manti Hose.
Yeah. Have men that sign up, they get in the line here, and they have their fire engine red, Manti Hose, and it's the funniest thing in the world.
Oh, my. I bet. Because your name has ever come out. No. Because he made that kind of.
It's we literally have something for every year that we get, but it's, again, around 20,000 to 30,000, it's a really great time for just as many small towns. Some folks have gone out hard to teenagers, and some are very, very friends of us here.
I know. I mean, personally, I was raised in a small town in Missouri. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm originally from. Eureka, Missouri, my hometown. And it's grown and grown and grown, but I understand that small town feeling and how important that is. Tell me, you're also the peanut capital?
Yes, we sell more peanuts here. We sell them peanuts here. We sell more peanuts everywhere else in the United States here. And we have a monument right on I-75. We're all more peanuts.
Okay.
So maybe a lot of people would stop there and take pictures of it. It's really right on I-75 right by Carol Salt.
By Carol Salt, we'll see it on the way back. We got to stop and get a picture of the giant peanut.
Stop by Carol Salt's too.
Carol Salt, we talked about that.
It's a wonderful,
yeah,
wonderful place.
Yeah, Carol Salt, I'm writing that down right now. Carol Salt.
But yeah, this is a wonderful place to live. I mean, it really is. Like you said, that small town family environment. You know, we just go here. You know, I've got my child here and his friends. We're about to go through and experience it ourselves, and we're real excited about it. This is
one of the places to be. So now, I go in the day, because they do most of these appointments during the day, correct?
That's correct. The museum's open by appointment. You can give us a call at the chamber. The number is 229-567-9696. If you could just give us a call, give us a time that you may be coming through town, we'll make sure you have a tour guide available. And there, and you can let us know so we can turn the air down. So you're a little more comfortable in there, but it's hot in there. And we'll have you a tour guide available. We'll walk you through and give you the history of the museum and some fun facts about the town and county. It's $6 to go through the tour, but I got a tour. And again, you won't see anything else like this anywhere. I can guarantee you that.
Perhaps later, after you come back through, you can share your experience.
I certainly will.
Are your boys, you know, how do they feel about that?
Well, my son Wyatt, he's actually given a few tours here. He's done it so many times, he could probably give a
tour.
He's
an old-handed.
Yeah, he can give a tour himself. So.
And I might add, you know, I mean, I made you a team of Gulf Coast Paranormal, and Wyatt is wearing the Gulf Coast Paranormal hat.
He took it over very, very quickly. So
I see that. You like that.
But we've got Wyatt here, and his friend Sophie and Sawyer is here as well. So they're about to go through and see what they can see in there. So we're really excited.
You're great. But, you know, I hope you have a fun evening. You know, we're really excited about the turnout here.
It's a fantastic turnout.
And, you know, small little event, but you know what? I think, you know, we hope to, I know that we're going to have different people staged in different rooms. And the plan is to help kind of educate, you know, what happens when it goes down, you know, different equipment. Like I've got a digital camera here. I've got a digital recorder, flashlight, at a EMF meter. For Tina and I, these are the primary tools.
Mm-hmm.
And for Tina, you know, her nanopsychic medium is sensitive for everything. Kind of like a rock. I don't sense those things, you know, so, you know, she'll say, you know, hey, you know, a ghost is drawing at you, did you know that?
Wow.
And hopefully we can, and this has really happened before. And we catch them on the digital recorder.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know, but I never hear it.
That's amazing.
The only thing I've ever seen is just in work on plan go through my camera. Mm-hmm. I just kind of step back and go, whoa. That's it.
Well, we're excited to get there and do it with
this experience. I hope you have a fun time. I know all the people here. Are you folks all having fun tonight? I know it's a little warm.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. One more plug about Ashburn. We kind of like it. We're
so cute. It's dark. Southern Business or Beasley located right on I-75. Get off exit 82. Come see us at the chamber, 238 East Collins Avenue. We're happy to help you out any way we can. Again, our phone number is 229-567-9696. You can check us out on Facebook, Ashton Turner County Chamber, or on our website, turnercountychambers.com.
Thank you again so much.
Thanks.
And enjoy it. Have fun.
All right, thank you.
All righty. And we're going to get Tina back in here. What are you doing, Alex?
Howdy. I'm going to tell you, I'm just looking at the crowd here, and there it's got to be, what, close to 100 people?
Yeah, it's not
at least 100 people. And once again, we are coming to you live out of Turner County Jail in Ashburn, Georgia. They're having a free ghost hunt. Children are welcome with adults. You got to be with somebody 18 years of age. And please, do not wear sandals. We encourage you to please wear tennis shoes. Keep your toes and everything covered.
Ghost bite.
Do what?
Ghost bite.
The ghost bite, absolutely. I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you, Ms. TV Thompson, what a beautiful woman. I'll tell you what, she likes her little town, and I don't blame her. This is such a point. Beautiful.
Yeah. And they moved away for a while, but they came back home.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, awesome.
Fell in love with it. You know, what I could see when I was over at the chamber earlier today, she does a wonderful job.
I tell you what.
Over there. So make sure you give her a call, 229-567-9696, for the chamber of commerce over there.
I got to tell you what, we do have an interactive chat room tonight. And so please, if you'd like to, come on over there if you got a question about the location. And I got to tell you that there is a lot of claims. A lot of paranormal teams have investigated this location. And they have come out with some incredible evidence. Give you a little bit of the people that are coming this evening, you know, maybe they will have an experience, maybe they won't. But when they come out, if they've had an experience, anybody out there, if you have an experience, come over and let us know about it. All righty? Come on over and let us know if you experience anything. Yes. And if anybody's got reporters and things like that, when you come out, kind of step to the side and listen. Listen to see if you think you have caught something, and come on up here and we'll try to help you out, or somebody in, you know, from the team here will. So this is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Like I said, they are having a free hunt right here in Turner County, at the old county jail.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, they have done a wonderful job with this location. It is a beautiful building right next to the little town's courthouse. And I'm going to tell you.
And as a matter of fact, at the top of the hour, you'll hear the bell toll.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
That's all right. It's all good. Absolutely.
I didn't know you were giving away a free reading.
Yeah. You didn't know about that.
I decided
to give a free reading. Psychic reading. To somebody tonight, if they'd like to take a ticket and put it in the barrel, and then we'll get it on. We do have a guest in the chat room. Hello, thank you so much, guest. What is that? 11555. We appreciate that. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Bob and I founded Gulf Coast Paranormal years ago, and we moved back to Tri-City, Florida. But we did get some wonderful people to take over our group up in North Florida, and they are here tonight. And Miss Margie, and we've got her daughter, a clairvoyant, and she's the lead investigator of paranormal up in North Florida. She's out around here in just a minute. And then we're going to have a little conversation with them. We're going to put them on air and see what's going on. What's going on? I'll tell you what, Bob, when we were up there in... All right, I can do that. A little information on myself and my husband and what we've been doing in the paranormal. Once again, I founded a paranormal group back in 1992, which is the oldest established paranormal group in the state of Florida, 24 years. How about that? I mean, that's consistent, 24 years. And let's see, Bob and I got married, like I said, in 2011, and we opened a group up in North Florida. I mean, the calls, believable, the calls that we did receive in North Florida. The need for paranormal investigations and knowledge on it is very much up and all over the world. It's just not North Florida. And I got to tell you, one of the largest places we ever did was the Aqua Marina on Okaloosa Island. And I'm going to tell you, that place about knocked me out the first 20 minutes I was there. But it definitely was, haunted.
The name of that is Aqua Marine Adventure Park on Okaloosa Island.
Say it again, Bob.
Aqua Marine Adventure Park on Okaloosa Island on October.
They had a promotion that for a week before it happened to do a live investigation from the Aqua Marina. It turned out a great, great deal. And also, I'd like to let everybody know, please come on over to the website, www.mistina.com, and get to know us and what we do. I'm a psychic medium and a clairvoyant. Let's see here. That's about enough. What? Oh, please come on over to the website again, www.mistina.com, but it's MISSTENA. All right. Let's see. I think that's about it for plugging me, but we do have our another special guest that came up now. We've got Maggie Howell out of North Florida, and she is my lead investigator, Bob and I's lead investigator, with our paranormal group up in North Florida. Miss Maggie, how are you doing tonight?
Okay, I'm so excited to be here with you all.
There's a lot of people.
Lots of people, and it's just going to be a great night tonight, I can tell. You can feel all the positive energy.
There's energy going on right now.
There is. It feels a nice. And God bless these people
because it's got to be 100 degrees.
It's going to be not only enough. Did you notice?
They're all down the street.
They're all down the street.
There's got to be over 100 people here. So, real quickly, Maggie, us moving back to Cross City, Florida, and you taking over North Florida, the North Florida area is off to a paranormal. I got to tell you, I have never been so pleased as I am with you being able to, are you taking over this? Do that. Because we worked many years up there in North Florida, and it was a lot of work. But I got to tell you, I've never, like I said, been pleased. So anybody out there, if you're in the Destin area, Pensacola, Panama, Navarre, Crestview, all North Florida.
I have a little deal. It's probably about Panama City. That'd be a good Gulf Coast
absolutely
area.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All I can say is careful up in Panama City.
Yeah, Panama, they got some, don't they, buddy?
They got some and Crestview.
But if anybody out there, if you're interested and you think you may have something going on in your location, please, if you're in North Florida, please give it a call. Go to www.mistina.com, and we'll be able to refer you over to Meg. And she's a seasoned individual in the field of the paranormal. Her senses are absolutely great.
Now, who knows an L. Watson?
L. Watson. Why is that?
The chat room goes, hey, Maggie and Margie and Miss Tina and all.
L. Watson. Is that your husband?
No.
But get over here and say hello.
Thanks for tuning in.
Absolutely.
Make sure you share
and
get everybody tuned in.
Absolutely. Like I said, we do have an interactive chat room, so please come on around.
If you want to call into the show, you can dial 347-237-5339. 347-237-5339. Press 1 on the phone you want to talk.
All right, I see Miss Tina over here, and I got to tell you, come on
I
over
know Maggie
girl.
From Bubbles.
Yep, come on.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Well, welcome to the show.
Absolutely.
Hey, we've got Miss Tina here with us, and what's the name of your group?
Ghost Life Paranormal Investigation. We're from Keepin, Florida.
All righty, so if you're
I'm
in that area.
Been together.
Well,
Tina can answer that. No, no, no. Well, it's your group. You ought to know.
Well, actually, I got started. Don't come from.
Well, no. Absolutely.
My group has been 2 years now. 2 years.
About 2 years.
A husband and wife group.
That's what Bob and I do. We're getting older. I'm getting older.
I had to come down and take a break because it's insanely active up there.
Is it?
It's responding to Dana. Dana said this is a K2, and the K2 went maxed out on the red bar.
Get out of town.
And
in which room?
Up there in the man's cell.
In the man's cell?
On the left side.
On the far wall
mm-hmm.
to the right,
mm-hmm.
where I had that one side?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wow.
And then he told the other crew, this is the periscope went off and set that.
Oh.
And we had the REM pod set next to it, and he said this is the REM pod, and the REM pod went next up to
get out. And this is very cool. Like I said, now, Tina, don't go too far, because you're going to have to run and keep telling them what's going on up there.
Right.
Is anybody doing the recorders up there?
Yes, they are.
They are doing recorders. Cause
well, perhaps we might be able to get, a good, class 1 or class A, and we can try and get
it. And y'all run them down to us and so we can hear it and try to get it over on the air. This way everybody can hear it.
The problem we're having now, nobody wants to leave.
Nobody wants to leave. I guess we're going to have to put a time limit on it.
Uh-oh.
All right, and once again, once again, we got a prison break going on? No, we don't. No, we don't. Somebody's falling off. Okay. Once again, we are coming to you from Ashburn, Georgia, and from the courthouse, next to the courthouse at the old Turner Jail.
We do have a caller, but we're up against our first break. So we're going to take, we're going to play a couple spots and a little bit of music to let the catch up with us. If you're listening to the Greater Good Ministry radio here on ggmradio.com, and we thank Barbara DeDozer for allowing us to do this broadcast tonight. But this is a live paranormal investigation from Ashburn, Georgia, at the Old Turner Jail, now the Crime and Punishment Museum. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339, and be sure to press 1. We'll be right back after a few messages. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at www.misstina.com. You up at night wondering, is it your love life, relationships, finances, health, career, education? Are you just trying to find closure? Are you ready for direction in your life? Psychic Tina Marie is here to help you with guidance. Contact her today at www.misstina.com. Tina has been a psychic medium, a clairvoyant since a young child, and professionally for over 20 years. The spectrum of what Tina specializes in is too much to mention here. Tina's purpose is to help you find the answers that you are seeking. There she'll begin at your childhood and go forward to find your answers for today. Our website, you'll find a range of time as little as 5 minutes and on up.
So if you're ready to change tomorrow, contact her today at www.misstina.com. Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, everybody.
Welcome back to the show. This is Psychic Tina Marie. We are coming to you live out of Ashburn, Georgia. Hot, beautiful night here. We got a heck of a crowd at the old jailhouse. They're having a free ghost hunt tonight. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, they've got quite a turnout. They've got over 100 people here, and they're waiting patiently, and it's hot, and a little
mass
are coming out, but it's all good, all good.
Ashburn goes to help for the fire ant, but nothing much. All right?
Fire ant. Lord have mercy.
I think we need fire ants right now to eat these cats.
Absolutely.
Bring on the fire ring.
I got to tell you, everybody, this is such a quaint little town Ashburn is, and I got to tell you, some of the houses, we kind of did a run through the community before we come up here to the jail, and I got to tell you, this is what I would say one of the most quaint little communities that we have ever did a radio show from, and the people are beautiful, they're happy, they're hot. Everybody doing all right tonight?
What's everybody doing?
Hey,
all right, spirit still up. That's great. You're going to need to bear it in there. Positive spirit going inside.
Absolutely.
Positive karma.
Well, we do have a few people in the chat room. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And a communication going on in there.
A little bit. You know, we had El Watson, of course, he was talking. He's a friend of Mark and Maggie. She.
Excuse me.
Oh, I don't know. Lisa.
Oh, hi, Miss Lisa. We saw
you. You know what? I think we have Lisa. Oh, you know what, Lisa? You called in before. Dial back in. 347-237-5339, and we'll get you right on.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we are here tonight in Ashburn, Georgia, you know, with the grace of God by Greater Good Ministry Radio and Reverend Barbara DeDozier.
Absolutely. I got to tell you, everybody, please go over there. Check her out over on Facebook, Barbara DeDozier. I got to tell you, she has wrote, written a wonderful Dozier. And like her page, she's wrote a book. She makes jewelry. She's a psychic medium and a clairvoyant. And I'm going to tell you, radio talk personality. And she is the one that gave me my break. Many years. This is my mentor.
Absolutely.
Okay. They got looks like the lines starting to move a little bit. That's good.
Yeah. And again, we have the Bulletproof Jail. It's now the Crime and Punishment Museum, located on 231 East College Avenue in Ashburn, Georgia. If you want to do a tour during the day, just call the Chamber of Commerce here in Ashburn. Their number is 229-5-6. And we got the Paranormal Society of Middle Georgia from Warren Robins, Georgia here tonight. Visit them on their Facebook page, Paranormal Society of Middle GA, Georgia. GA. And Jeffrey Bond. Jeffrey Bond, he founded it back in 2013 and is a lead investigator. Also helping out is Ghost Life Paranormal. Keith Murray and her husband. All right. We got the children. And we're going to have him. As you can see, we do everything kind of on the fly.
We're bringing on the people.
We're bringing in the curator. you want to have him, or do you want to interview? Why don't you interview him?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Have a seat. How are you doing tonight?
I'm hot, but glad to be here tonight.
My name is Bob, and you are?
Ben.
Ben Baker. All right. Well, welcome.
One of the board of directors.
Very good. So how long have you been the curator here at the Climate Science Museum?
Just about since it opened.
And how long has that been?
We opened it formally as a museum in 2001, becoming a museum, started in 1995. It took us a few years to arrange pamphlets, get a bus. The jail had considerable damage from our inmates were there. We had to repair all this. We had to get rid of a lot of the graffiti upstairs because some of them were too unclean to leave in place.
All right. Okay, well, we're sorry about that. You know, whenever you're dealing in a remote situation and not using a landline, sometimes you might get a drop call, and that is what happens. We're sorry for that interruption to the people in the chat room.
We're sorry.
It happens.
Technical difficulties occur.
But I am here with Ben Baker. He is the curator.
I'm here with Bob for the radio station.
And I'm with Gold Coast Paranormal. And with Psychic Tina Marie, we're here at the Old Turner Jail in Ashburn, Georgia, doing a free ghost hunt. There must be close to 100 people wanting to take this tour tonight.
Jeffrey said he was expecting over 100 people, and I was thinking, you get 20, I'm going to be surprised. Man, I pulled up. I teach Bible study at church. I pull up and see that line, I'm thinking, wow!
And hopefully we're still on. I see it still talking, so I'm going to
try it anyway
until I get something else.
Well, I'm with you, but maybe
we're still talking. You know what? Someone tell me in the chat room, can you hear us? Type yes or no. Type yes if you can hear us. Let us know. But it says we are.
Says we're still broadcasting.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Well, I guess.
Can you hear us in the chat, though?
We're having an issue. We're not sure if it's going or not.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we're still on.
We had the
expert tell us. But I tell you what, I'm going to tell you what Blog Talk Radio without a little bit of issues, but we're doing fine. Go ahead, guys. Go on with it.
Again, you started this back in 1995.
Well, it was the Historic Preservation Committee who started.
Okay.
And I've been on the historic board for several years now, but even before I was on the board, I helped them get started with the museum. I'm a professor editor, and I would do articles about the progress of the museum and what they're doing, and then we got it open at the grand opening. I covered that. Now I'm one of the directors.
Well, good. And I bet you it's been a labor of love.
It really has been. It's just something that's wonderful. You get to meet people literally all over the world who come to the regular tours. I gave a tour one time. This gentleman was somewhere on the East Coast, and he had two young ladies with him from Eastern Europe. And one of them was wearing elf shoes. And I said, I don't know what elf shoes are. These are leather shoes with a 2 or 3 foot point on this pearl top.
Uh-huh.
Elf shoes. It was just cool just to see her and meet her and talk to her about it. And I met people all over because of this book.
But being here this long, have you had any personal experiences inside the jail?
I can tell you that I have not seen anything in the jail I cannot personally explain. But I do not always go with the paranormal group. They were here maybe a dozen or so. He has experienced things, but I personally have not. Usually what I do is I just sit in the lobby and read a book.
Yeah, we're still online. We got
people in the chat room.
I said they could hear us. Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, anytime you can't hear us in the chat room, let us know.
Yeah, we'll check in and see.
We'll always check in. But if you also want to call in, you can dial 347-239-5339 and press 1.
Well, this is awesome. I had no idea we were going to have this people.
I know. It's a wonderful turnout. It's a wonderful community. How long have you lived here in Ashburn?
22 years.
22 years? Where'd you come from originally?
Originally, I'm 45 miles south in a little town called Kelly, but I bounced all around the nation in my career.
Okay. I think you're a little bit older than 22. And I'm still doing this.
Well, we got to give thanks. I know y'all have the Jeffrey, but on behalf of Historic Preservation, I've got to say thank you to Middle Georgia Paranormal and Jeffrey. He has just done more for us to promote this jail than anything we've ever experienced before. He's down here every weekend doing tours. He even comes to Turner County to help us with community projects.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He's amazing.
Yeah, and I know he's been very very helpful and supportive, you know, with Ken and I coming down here, you know, making sure that we had everything we needed. We got the Wi-Fi so we could actually do it.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, thank you to CD across the street at the Chamber of Commerce. And, yeah, the people over in the chamber are just great. I just love them to death.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We could ask for a little bit cooler weather. I think when we get calmed down, I'm going to ask Jeffrey if we can do this again, maybe sometime in November when it's cooler, maybe in the early spring when it's cooler. So this many people, we got to do this again.
I know. I mean, it's kind of a perfect Halloween type thing, too.
We got to do this again.
But if they do it during Halloween, do not wear a costume. And make sure you wear clothes, shoes. No sandals, no flip-flops. You know, just take your leave.
Yeah.
You know, as a paranormal investigator, you know, we're always concerned about our safety when we're going out there.
Exactly. And that's one of the things. The basement in the jail is not open for tours tonight because of the way this is being constructed and put on and conducted. But the basement, we actually have violence take place according to some of the other groups.
I want to show you something.
Lay it on.
Yeah, I did a walkthrough earlier.
Right.
It was mostly flat, but that one section right here, in this hallway right here, this is where they claim tonight that they're getting a lot of activity.
That could be.
I had a little bit of spike right there. This is in the men's cell, in the quad cell.
Yep.
You know.
That's in the general population wing.
Yeah.
Now, what you're showing me right here, if the jail had a backside, a corner, a place where you could go to hide, that would be where it is.
Oh, yeah.
So if Gate County says to me, if you've got paranormal activity, this many people, they're trying to hide, and they're going to be back there in the corner.
But I want to get down. Because, again, the basement is closed tonight.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to get down there and take a quick look. And not only did I, you know, use my EMF meter, I took my camera along, and I took photos of every room. And I'm looking at every one right now.
All right.
But now I'm in the basement. But I want you to describe what you see.
I think to me, that's all work. My eyes aren't really as good as these.
Well, you got
them
there.
You can see them there now, can't
you? Yeah,
that I've never seen before.
Yeah, and I've got this zoomed down over 28%. If I was to zoom this up, I mean, these are generating its own light source.
I have never seen something like that.
These are just fantastic.
Yeah, I've been a photographer for 30 years, and I can say I have never seen orbs like that before.
But, you know, Tina hasn't even seen these zoomed up.
That
was in the basement this afternoon.
Now, the basement, again, is where we've had what some teams reported as violence. We had a group come from Moultrie, and they set up a trigger. They set up a little area, and they could have came out. They turned off the lights, and they were coming out. The brick was hurled across the room.
Really?
Yes.
I was hoping to catch one.
We didn't.
I just wanted to show Tina zoomed up these oils.
It is.
Look at that. I mean, it's generated its own sources.
I've seen that.
That is not dust.
That is not. Yeah, that's true.
And we're going to be posting these on Facebook, and also, you know, we're going to create a slideshow, you know, on our website, and we'll have all these photos. But these are untouched, unfiltered, didn't do a thing to these photos.
Absolutely not.
We had several groups come and say there is something in the basement that they didn't find.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Personally myself as a psychic and a psychic medium and a clairvoyant, I did not want to know anything about the location. I like to come in cold, and I haven't had an opportunity to go in yet or not, but I'll tell you, usually 9 times out of 10, if there's something demonic in a certain location, I'll know it beforehand, and I'll know it on property, and I have not honestly picked that up whatsoever. But you know what? I got to be careful about things like that. We'll see.
Yep.
We're going to see.
Yep. You know, later on, we're going to do another walkthrough, Tina and I, and go up close paranormal. And that's when I'm going to pull out my digital recorder. I'm sure they're going to be all stirred up. So hopefully,
yeah,
hopefully
so
we
there,
can capture some great EVPs and electronic voice phenomena. And we can share that either through Facebook and also our website, www.mistina.com.
Now, if we have any paranormal groups out there who are interested in coming to do an investigation, we do not charge paranormal groups to investigate.
That's rare.
Well, we figure if you're coming to investigate, you're spending a lot of time and money, all we ask is you publicize your findings as far, as good, and as hard as you can.
Okay.
The publicity for us is more valuable than getting $6 a person for a tool.
Yep. No, I can understand that. And who would they contact?
They contact me.
All right. And Ben, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Facebook is Ben R. Baker. That's me. Ben R. Baker on Facebook. You can also drop me a link. I'm a member of a couple of his groups. Ben R. Baker. Ashburn, Georgia. That's Ben, B-E-N, Baker, B-A-K-E-R, middle initial R, and Ashburn, A-S-H-B-U-R-N. Now, if you can't find me there, you can go to turnerchamber.com, contact our Chamber of Commerce. They'll give you my contact information. They'll put you in touch with me, and we'll set up something.
And the number for the Chamber is 229-567-9696.
Yep.
Steve, he'll be glad to help you.
Yes, he'll put you right in touch with me.
All right. I'll tell you what, I think we're getting close to our break time.
All right.
For a while. But you're listening to Greater Good Ministry Radio, and this is a live paranormal investigation at the Turner Jail, the old Turner Jail, now the Crime and Punishment Museum here in Ashburn, Georgia.
The jail is 110 years old in life.
Happy birthday. We will be right back, and let me get to a commercial spot. We'll see you in a moment. Have you ever had that feeling of bump of the night? Or feel you have a paranormal happening in your home or business? The Dixie Boo Research Paranormal Investigation Team was reformed to help you.
Contact me on our website and let Dixie Boo Research Team help you. There's never a charge for these cases. I founded the Cross City Paranormal and Dixie Boo Research Center back in 1992.
Tina has been internationally recognized for the use of her skills as a psychic and paranormal investigator and has helped in hundreds of cases and is dedicated in helping the public with paranormal investigations.
To get a good night's sleep tonight, contact us today. Use the Contact Us form on our website, www.mistina.com.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great value on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to psychic Tina Marie, primarily paranormal. Have you ever had that feeling of bump of the night? Or feel you have a paranormal happening in your home or business? The Dixie Boo Research Paranormal Investigation Team was reformed to help you.
Contact me on our website and let Dixie Boo Research Team help you. There's never a charge for these cases. I founded the Cross City Paranormal and Dixie Boo Research Center back in 1992.
Tina has been internationally recognized for the use of her skills as a psychic and paranormal investigator, and has helped in hundreds of cases, and is dedicated in helping the public with paranormal investigations.
To get a good night's sleep tonight, contact us today. Use the Contact Us form on our website, www.mistina.com.
psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at www.misstina.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Psychic Teen Marie, today's psychic for today's world. I'm going to tell you, we're coming to you live out of Ashburn, Georgia, and it is a big crowd here at the, it's a Crime and Punishment Museum now is what it is.
But it used to be the old Turner Jail.
Yeah.
Established in 1905.
I'm going to tell you what, this is really, really an active location.
1906.
Oh, my goodness. What they're having tonight in the area is a free ghost hunt, family-friendly. Bring your kids out. These must be accompanied by an adult. And please, if you can hear me out there, if you're coming, please put tennis shoes on. Don't come. All right. You know what? We've got a gal that has come up here, and we've got a little bit of...
We have a connection to the old Turner
Jail.
Yes,
we do. Yes.
We've got Jessica Lally Parks with us right now. Her father, Alexander Lally, was actually charged for murder and incarcerated in the old Turner Jail on August 1887. I'm sorry, 19. Did you say 18?
You got that
off. I was going to say, if that's your daddy, you're doing good. But yeah, August 27th, 1987. But Jessica, you went through the tour this evening. And tell me your sensation, what you through that tour.
It was hard at first, going through the first part of it. It's my first time being in there. It got hard when I got upstairs, when I got onto the death row part where my dad was at last place. I actually sat and talked with him before he went to prison. And
well,
your daddy was incarcerated here.
For a little over a year.
Yeah.
I understand, right? And eventually he was convicted and served 27 years.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he died in prison. And he got the medical facility.
Yes, sir.
And, but I want to get back to here because this is why we're here. I know it's probably very emotional for you up there. But did you get any other than the strong wave of emotion and the loss of your father?
Father that was coming through up there?
You do.
I'm going to tell you what, later on when we do our private run through, I'm going to check on this and see if we can get any EVPs.
I talked to my dad when we before he died. He called me and he told me that he wasn't going to make it home. He was trying to get me to come see him. And Dalton, Georgia had took my license. I'd never had my license for anything, and they took them during the season. And my daddy called me just after I asked him, want me to come see him, and I didn't get to go see him. And I told him I wasn't going to be able to. Dad, you're coming home this year. And he said, no, baby, I'm not. And he said, God, send somebody that's going to take care of me. And I told him, no, me and Michael, it's not like that. We're just friends. Well, exactly 1 week later, they called me and woke me up at 6 o'clock in the morning and told me they found my daddy dead.
That's hard. That's so hard. So many questions. You know, as a psychic, I can feel all the questions around you. And I'm going to take a personal interest with you. I can't do it for everybody in the group here. You stood out even before you approached. You know that. But seriously, are you emotionally okay? You're all right. All right. And you know, God bless your heart. You know, it's like I said, I'm picking up all these people's energy around you. I truly, truly am. You are more fortunate than what you say. I mean, I'm going to tell you, a spirit walks with you. You got a lot of spirit around you, child. She walked by and was like, holy cow, she's got a herd with her. She's got a herd of spirit with her. You do, honey. You really, really do. Did you think that this is beneficial for you to come here for a little bit of closure at this particular time?
Yes, ma'am.
Really good. That's awesome. That is so
awesome. And Tina's going to follow up with you. I just want to make sure that is, especially after we do our own private investigation. I'm going to take that finger off with me. because that's our connection with you. And when he was here, did you visit him up in the cell? What section was he in? In death row?
But I don't remember it being in that room. I mean, we walked that room. It was just the cell inside that room.
Well, that's the death cell, you know, where they put them prior to, you know, that happened. So,
we went downstairs in the yard missing him. We were upstairs keeping on up there. I never seen the other cell, the other room. It's the only time my dad.
And you were allowed to see him face to face. It wasn't hollering up.
Yeah, I don't know where I he was inside that, and we kept talking through there.
But you could see him. Okay. For some reason, I thought I had heard that a lot of times.
Well, no,
here in the jail.
The way they have that is situated is it's called double cell. You've got one bar, shoot me on one side of that,
okay.
And then
right. He's
in a cell on another side of a bar. So there's two sets of bars in the swing.
Okay. It was in the one cell in the one room.
Right.
Wow. And you do honestly think that maybe you have got some kind of result from doing this tonight? Because, see, a lot of times you don't hear about this paranormal. You don't. I mean, this stands out. It's not your normal. You see what I'm saying?
It's the only closest I have to my day.
Isn't that something? Uh-uh. I know we'll keep in touch. Would you like for us to keep in contact with you, see what's going on, et cetera?
All right,
we want to thank you very much for dropping by and sharing your story. I know it's a very personal story and very difficult for you, and we appreciate it. I don't feel anything. You know, I just hope to capture it on the digital recorder that I could play it back. And if I get it, I'll give you a call. I'll get your email. We'll send it to you.
Okay. And God bless you. And I'm going to call you. We're going to keep track of you. Hear me? All right.
That's Tina. Gives a hug. But again, we were at the old Turner County Jail in Ashburn, Georgia. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of history of this museum. And it's getting dark out here, so I'm using the light of the computer to illuminate me here. It's a brick jail that opened in 1906, only 1 year after the county was created. Locals called it the Turner Castle because of its Roman architect, and it made it look like a fortress. Prisoners were held here until January 1993 when the county opened its new jail. It's a classic example of the way southern jails were run for much of the 20th century, with a living area for the sheriff and his family and a separate area for the prisoners. The sheriff's wife would cook the meals for the family and the prisoners. Now, in the rear of the building is a flight of metal stairs that takes you to the death cell and the cell blocks on the second floor. Most of the inmates were combined in four small cages, about 7 feet square, each cell for prisoners who slept in upper and lower bunks on either side. Two cells shared a corridor with a toilet. There are two cells in another area that for women prisoners. Now, inside the museum is a replica of Old Sparky, the state-owned electric chair for the museum. Hanging were legal method of execution for about 500 Georgia criminals from 1735 to 1924. Turner County's first hanging occurred in May 20. Robert Henderson was executed for murdering a man for a theft for $150. And actually, the executive director of the chamber told me that one wasn't exactly here. It might have been on the property. It might have been an outdoor, but it was near this facility. But the second one that actually took place in this jail happened on September 14, 1914, when Miles Cribb was hanged for killing a female relative with a bolt up for a bullet meant for his estranged wife, but the bullet went astray. Now, a piece of Cribb's bloody collar he wore for his hanging, jail, and museum. Tina's right, something, and she's going to say something.
I'm going to tell you that our demonologist is here, and I think this is...
I'm going to do the interviewing. All right. Just a moment, folks, and we are going to bring on our next guest. We're just going to go ahead and do it. And maybe he can, you know, let us know what his feelings are about the...
His name is Leon Wilk.
Leon Wilk, okay. Come on up here. Let's talk a little bit. All right, Leon, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
Here at the Crime and Punishment Museum.
Yes, ma'am. My pleasure.
All right. I understand that you're a demonologist.
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing this since early, like, 2000. I started just talking to Augusta. And then later on, kind of got with them. I was lucky enough to meet up with Keith Chuck. And then from there, I met up with an individual by the name of Dave Thompson.
Wow.
He was trained by Ed Warren for 14 years.
Wow.
And he offered to train me. And I'm like, well, I couldn't turn it down.
I'm going to tell you, you would. That's awesome. But prior to this, did you have any kind of a calling in reference to, a demonologist or any of this nature? It just fell with you because you became involved in the paranormal.
It just kind of fell with me. Because of my religious background and stuff like that, and I kind of looked at me first starting as just a ghost hunter,
yeah,
and it kind of paved the way for me to do the other things.
Get your niche in life.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. As you've been doing this, like,
I've been doing this ever since the early 2000s.
Okay. How many cases do you think, legitimately, we're going to talk about the jail here, but first I'd like to ask, how many cases, seriously, do you think that you have attended that were absolutely demonic?
I'll have to say about a couple hundred, to be honest with you, because that's actually what I concentrated on just that. You know, I helped Jeff with his team, but I also have another team called the Southeast Paranormal Society, and we deal with nothing but residential and demonic cases.
I got to tell you, this absolutely wonderful to me. I've been working for many, many years in this field. And when I first started out, lo and behold, that's absolutely what was going on with demonic and human energies in the location. Mm-hmm. Where were you? A lot of people really don't know. It's true. It is absolutely, there is inhuman. There is, you know, some people call it inhuman. Some people call it demonic. But I mean, mine.
Yes, ma'am.
There's no question about
exactly.
it. Exactly. How do you know the difference? You'll know.
You'll know.
And as far as me doing this, you know, for like 20, I've been doing this 28 years.
Wow.
And steady for 24.
Wow.
So, as far as, I mean, I've seen some horrific stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh, my Lord. I really, I have truly seen stuff that just
blows your mind.
It's beyond my mind.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And where is it that you go in? When you go into, when you find that there is a demonic, what is it that you do? Personally, you have another team that comes with
ma'am.
You.
Yeah,
okay?
Yes, ma'am. So what we usually do is we are the team that other people call in for help.
Absolutely.
That means that they've already investigated.
I want you to know.
Oh, I will give it to you.
I'm going to tell you, as a matter of fact, I'm not trying to.
Yeah, I know.
I get calls all the time.
Yes, ma'am.
And a lot of individuals, especially in these small little communities, I'm just saying it straight out, They can't get any help. A lot of times, you know, the first thing a person thinks about is the Catholic Church.
Yes, ma'am.
It takes time. It takes effort to go through that.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to say, even in Florida is in deep need of demonologists, and that is a fact.
One of my worst cases was in Bell, Florida.
Okay, that's a few minutes from where I'm at.
Yes, ma'am.
That's just scary. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Bob, you didn't hear this one. Oh, my God. This is a stop right here. Oh, my God. One of the worst cases that our young gentleman friend here ever worked with in Bell, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Growing up. This lady, this lady, let's put it in a nutshell. She was getting gouged open. I'm like, they were showing me the pictures of this as it was happening. And the strange thing about it is that as it was happening, it was automatically cauterized. There was no blood. There was no blood at all. So the more you dig into her case, the more you found out that it wasn't things that she's done. the thing has been done to her with occult practice.
Okay, yeah.
SRA, with that kind of ritual abuse. And it all started, when her ex-husband came to visit the kids, and she found some stuff that was left in one of her closet drawers.
Oh, Lord.
And
oh,
and then from there, she started levitating.
Oh, no.
And then she also started getting gals open. So we came in, we did a deliverance. Now, big difference in an exorcism, but we did a deliverance on her. That deliverance lasted 9 hours.
Oh, my
but
Lord.
Afterwards, the first thing she said to me was, like, I feel different.
Oh, you better bet you, I imagine you did. No.
No.
Okay, we're trying to be serious here, because this truly is a serious. And I know we have to. It's all good. It's all good. But see, I'm going to tell you something. I made up paranormal because I've been doing it for so long. And to know that in, 2016, that we've got bright, educated young men that do find a calling for the betterment of good, a God, the whole nine yards. I am just absolutely blown away. How many cases and me trying to do what we do, I do in Florida all these years, and not able to have somebody come in and help. It's one of the worst things anybody out there can go through. And that's why we have researches, a lot of paranormal research groups. And over 24 years, trying to collaborate with individuals. And I'm going to tell you, in the world of the paranormal, teams come and teams go. And the older fellas like us, we retire, but we come back out because there's a need of education of what's going on in a location that's potentially haunted. Now, how many do you have in your group?
I have me, my wife, and three other people. So really about five. And
their predictions are like yours.
Yes, ma'am.
They're demonologists.
Yes,
or
ma'am. Well, they're not demonologists yet. We get them there.
Right.
The one thing that kind of irritates me about the paranormal field, to be honest with you, you have these people that'll come out of the woodwork and say, oh, I'm a demonologist. It's because they read a book. That's not a demonologist. Even I don't like to use the word demonologist. Someone that can help.
I love it. Family-oriented location like this. And you've got kids. You've got the kids running around, moms and pops and everything like that. So you got to be careful. A lot of people may take it wrong.
Right. I also understand you've got a full-time job, too, don't
yes.
you?
Yes, sir. I'm at the duty in the military.
Yeah. And you serve in the Air Force.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
first off, thank you for your service.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you for serving.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Well, I'll probably up on the next bucket, so we'll see. Thank you
for what all your comrades do.
Thanks a lot.
That makes me cry. I got a good friend of mine also that's in the Air Force, and he's in Iraq right now. It's a little hot, y'all, a little hot. And I mean, like I told you, I have worked in this field so many years. My husband says, now, Amy, you got to calm down now. You got to calm down when you're talking with these people. And I just did it for so many years, and then I had to pull back. But I'm coming back out, and I want your name, your number. I'm going to tell you what. The one thing about working in the paranormal, I have never charged for a paranormal investigation, and I, to this day, never will if I can get to you now. And anybody that wants to throw in the gas money, I can get there probably twice faster.
There we go.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And I do. I would want you. I want you on my website. I want you on my research so that people can get a hold of you. I want to tell you, 2 nights ago, I had a caller, and it was really kind of peculiar. And I know that there's probably nothing that anybody could do to this individual in reference to it because it was his ex-wife. And he's not living with her.
Okay.
And no jurisdiction or no this, that, or the other. What would you tell somebody if their loved one was under the influence of demonic? How could they help from afar?
From afar. First they can do is start praying. Prayer is wonderful. But it also deals with if that person actually wants help. And if the person don't want help, then it's no need to waste time.
something. But if a person won't help, that is all I need. And then
okay, we're listening about it right here.
Okay, can you hold on just a second here? And I'll go on.
Oh, a pigeon flew at you.
Okay, what's your name? Come here, Gail. Gail, come here. Come here, Gail.
Walking through on the pictures. Right there, they are with the shanks and stuff like that. I walked on by and I already through the door and the picture just is it Sheriff Wilson? Just blew off the thing.
Get out of here.
Toward my back. And
oh,
he was standing coming around and saw it coming at me.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's been said this place is pretty, pretty, pretty haunted. Do you guys think that there is something going on here?
Absolutely.
We've got video evidence.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you guys for sharing that.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, guys. All right. I'm still talking to my demonologist. I'm on a roll now.
No.
Where'd he go? Oh, he's busy. Oh, he's over there. All right. What we got going here?
Oh, first off, what is your name?
My name is Benjamin Parker.
Benjamin?
Parker.
You got to speak up a little bit. You got to... Because we're broadcasting across the world. Do you realize
about that?
That?
You
so
go all
go.
Over the place.
But he's going to show you a video.
Oh, my goodness.
Get,
I can
the, get the glasses on. What he did, you're in the kitchen. Which room?
I was in the place with the chain.
The electric chair.
In the electric chair.
Oh, okay. By the electric chair, there's a picture. And it jumped off the counter by itself. Mm-hmm. No one around it. Let's go ahead and play the video for her so she can see it. And Tina's watching this right now. We're looking at this. I'm looking at it upside down, but that's okay. And boom!
Oh,
right by itself. The back popped off by itself.
I tell you something, everybody. There's some stuff going on here in this location. I forgot which way I was supposed to be talking to Tim.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and talk about what you just said.
You know, I'm going to tell you something.
What I want you all to see.
I would love a copy of that.
Oh, yeah.
That would be absolutely cool.
Give me one of your cards.
Okay, we're going to get to it. I love this. I love it. But I'm going to tell you what now. I'm concerned. Y'all get home. Make sure that you clear and center yourselves because you don't want to take anything home with you. And that's part for the course of the paranormal. Okay, clear yourself before you even get in your vehicle. Say, no, everything's safe. You're not going with me. Okay? I'm going to tell you what.
Get in your car.
This young man that we've got right here, in front of me while we're doing this show, I got to tell you, he has got some most compelling evidence I've seen in 24 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's wild.
You got a great find.
That's
a great find.
I've been doing this a long time. But you know what?
Well,
it's good.
With your permission, we'd like you to share that with us. Sure. We could share that finding. You know, through her website.
Absolutely. This is just absolutely
great. We appreciate
great.
That. Thank,
thank
you
guys
much.
So much for sharing that. We're going
but you know what? Right. We're going to take a commercial break right now because we're all pumped up about this. We want to get some information.
I'm going to go in there and tell him to do it to me.
But so let me do our little sign out here. Okay, we've got about 30 minutes left in the show. And we're starting to get claims as people come out of doing the tour here at the Old Turner Jail. As you can see, it's kind of going crazy here. We're having a lot of fun here in Ashburn, Georgia. But you're listening to Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. This is Psychic Tina Marie, Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal, broadcasting live a paranormal investigation at the Old Turner Jail, now the Crime and Punishment Museum. We'll be right back after these messages. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at www.misstina.com.
concerns or worries you? What keeps you up at night wondering? Is it your love life, relationships, finances, health, career, education? Or are you just trying to find closure? Are you ready for direction in your life? Psychic Tina Marie is here to help you with guidance. Contact her today at www.misstina.com. Tina has been a psychic medium, a clairvoyant since a young child, and professionally for over 20 years. The spectrum of what Tina specializes in is too much to mention here. Tina's purpose is to help you find the answers that you are seeking. There she'll begin at your childhood and go forward to find your answers for today. On our website, you'll find a range of time as little as 5 minutes and on up. So if you're ready to change tomorrow, contact her today at www.misstina.com. Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great value on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, primarily paranormal. Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio. Tonight, we are proud to present Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal doing a live radio broadcast of a paranormal investigation at the Old Turner Jail, now the Crime and Punishment Museum in Ashburn, Georgia. Learn about the history of this turn-of-the-century jail, plus the hanging and the paranormal claims. Psychic Tina Marie and Gulf Coast Paranormal have teamed up with the Paranormal Society of Middle Georgia and the Ghost Lodge Paranormal Team for this investigation. It's going to be an exciting evening of radio that you don't want to miss. Listen to some EVPs. Call into the show. So tune in, and thank you for listening to Greater Good Ministries Radio.
And welcome back to the show. You know what? We started with about over 100 people. We're down to the faithful few. It's dark. They're excited. How's everybody feeling? You still pumped, Rick? Well, right. You know what? I think it was actually louder now with the public crowd than it was with the full crowd. We just talked to a young man that he's going to send us a video of what he saw, and it was also testified by Destiny Peters. She said, whenever this picture levitated up about a foot and fell onto the floor, there's nobody around that thing. You know, 4 or 5 feet away, no one was near that photo. It just lifted itself up about a foot and fell off. That is a great claim. I look forward to getting that email and that video clip. We're going to share it on our Facebook page. We're going to share it on our website, www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com. And, wow.
I'm going to tell you, that was so exciting.
That was exciting.
And he has seen it. He says he has.
Wow.
I had an opportunity to see it yet, but I swear I will.
In and out. They're gonna email it to us. We're gonna put it on our website. We're gonna share it on our Facebook. We're gonna share it to you.
And
there's no one around this photo, 4 to 5 feet away. It went straight up about a foot and then fell onto the floor, and it broke apart.
Oh.
You know, the back came off, and, you know,
this
for someone to capture that on a video. Now, it was really quick, but he caught the whole thing.
He did.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't believe it. I would not have. I mean, we've been doing this for how many years? 24 years. And I mean,
this is good as Ghost Adventures, a brick being thrown across the room. That's how good it is.
Energy. Yeah. Okay, everybody, we're talking to Jeffrey. He is...
I'm Jeffrey Vaughn. I'm the founder of Paranormal Society of Middle Georgia. We also host all the ghost tours here at the Crime and Punishment Museum in Ashburn.
But, so tell me what's been going on inside. We've been outside, and we're after it dies down, we're looking forward to our walk through later.
Well, what's going on right now is we're watching the K2 meters react, and the Rimrod pod, they're reacting. That basement is
next.
We're opening the basement up tonight.
I thought I'd share these with you. You took me down there, and I took the photos. But I just thought I'd share these with you real quick, to get your opinion of that.
You are doing such a fine job with your group in this area and for this community. It is so heartwarming. I mean, when we first got in the community, they've got live photos here that we're taking from the basement. How long has the jail been open to y'all to do this?
We did our first investigation here on November the 7th of 2014, and we've been coming back ever since.
All right. I'm going to ask you a question, and I got to throw it out there. Your concern and love for the paranormal, that's why you do this, because mm-hmm. your compassion, and you are a sensitive. You know you are a sensitive. Why here? Why here?
Well, I mean, it's one of Georgia's most accessible locations. This is accessible for everybody. We pretty much we enjoyed the idea of coming back. My
first experience, we're outside.
My first experience there, we had three loud knocks on death row's door. In fact, if you Google or on Facebook search, type in three loud knocks on death row's door, it'll pull up our video. Those three loud knocks are very loud and very clear.
Absolutely. We're just going to kind of talk a little bit here until the train goes by, but I got to tell you what, this is such an awesome opportunity for a lot of people, because as far as a paranormal investigation team, your team and Tina Fleury and her husband Dana's group, and everybody's being watched. Everything's pretty calibered up there, and people, you know what to look out for. You know what to look for if somebody's in terror. And then me sitting back and watching, you guys are really taking care of the property. The patient and everything, it's immaculate. And I got to say, I am so biting at, my teeth wanting to get in there. Because, I mean, you can tell when people come out, they just not believe what they have just experienced.
And that's just a short walk through. Imagine spending the entire night here.
But anyway... I'm older now.
Kind of a 30-minute in and out.
No, not really. Well,
sometimes we are when we do the initial consultation.
Yeah, it's all good. I got to tell you, you have had 150 years tonight or more. Close to 200. And I got to tell you, you've got beautiful people in the community. I love to come out. And how long are you going to be doing
Tonight, the event goes from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but we're actually going to extend it down to 10 o'clock to get everybody out. We actually started at 7 with our meet and greet, give people a chance to meet our paranormal team and to get to, know us a little bit better.
Here in the community of Ashburn, I've seen on your Facebook page and your website, you do a lot of investigation. Now, how can people get a hold of you?
Just Google Ghost Hunt at the Crime and Punishment Museum. It pulls it right up. Otherwise, you can just call 478.
There you go.
You can contact us and we'll get set up with us.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Can you charge for your paranormal investigation?
To do the ghost tours, we do charge.
Yes, but so when your group...
We got to call on an investigation. We never charge a client.
That's my kind of team right there. Absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to share to tell everybody what's going on here and what it is you're trying to accomplish?
What we're trying to accomplish is to bring a lot of people, even who live here in Ashburn, don't know there's a museum, and they certainly don't know what's going on.
all the people who go to Savannah each year. Well, this is a place right in their backyard that they can actually come and take advantage of this place. We charge $35 per person. We give them. Yeah, we have an amazing team. I want to first call.
Yeah, they're up there walking their butts off.
Yeah, they are. We have Annie and Regina Black. We have Roger English. We have Donald Clemens. We have Ricky Espinoza. We have, we have too many. Tina Fleury and Dana, they're up there. We have a couple of the volunteers here. I don't quite know their names, but they're helping out.
That's awesome. And I got to tell you, the result that you guys have together as a team is absolutely beautiful. And the harmony is fantastic. And just to know you prior several months, you know, just communicating with you, watching your work and stuff like that, I got to take my hat off. The way that you affiliate and associate with different groups, the different scenarios, situations, I took my hat off to you. You have got a great, great nervous skills, I guess is the way to put this. You're not emotional. I mean, I've seen a lot of teams that they'll bicker, they'll fight, they'll argue, et cetera. And just the harmony here is just absolutely superb.
Yeah, and I can honestly say, you know, you're very, you know, hospitable to me whenever I came over, you know, for the initial walk through. Get the Wi-Fi connected and all that.
Even after we were late, but we tried.
Yeah, I was hoping to do that about 1 o'clock and relax, but you know,
that's not the way it works.
That's the way it works. But you're very kind to us, and we appreciate you.
Absolutely.
You know, allowing us
we
to be a part of it.
We thank y'all so much for coming out and putting this on for us. You know, we're honored that you're here.
Okay, right. Inside of the jail, do you have a boutique? Is there a little gift shop in there?
Yeah, there is. In the back, in the jail part, we have a gift shop. We have T-shirts, cups. We have cookbooks. You know, this is the Last Meal
Cafe.
Oh, wow.
All
cookbooks are from the last meals that inmates requested for their food.
Wow. Now, that'd be, yeah, what is some?
A Meal to Die For.
That's it.
Meal to Die For.
That's the name of the book. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, look.
They're going to bite me in the butt when I go up there.
Okay, now, as a rule, you know, you've got the museum done. What can children, if a family wanted to come up here and go through the museum, not so much the ghost hunt, just the museum.
They would need to learn that up with the Turner County Chamber of Commerce. They do offer a family-friendly historical tour, like no history tour you ever.
Because it is on a historical marker, historical home now, or building.
Some of the items inside there feature a Ku Klux Klan outfit that was actually found in the attic. You know, again, you've got to remember where we were at.
Absolutely.
Back then. And there are a lot of shanks, that they call shanks, knives that were confiscated from here. They have all the wall books here. They have some of the photographs of the Asher here preserved. And
just the history itself would be just beautiful for children to come with their families, you know, for a good history lesson of the community here. It's gorgeous.
You need to make a presentation. You got to make him an honorary member of Gulf Coast Fair.
We're going to do it. Oh, a hat. I got your hat. All right. We're going to keep this, Jeffrey. We are going to use you for a reference. We are going to refer people to you because that's the key thing nowadays.
Canada gets a lot of calls all across the nation, you know, for, you know, paranormal situations. And we're not going to drop everything and head across the country. We do it as a resource. And Tina's doing a presentation right now, the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We're just smiling here. Now we're ready to pose for it.
Now we're going to pose.
We're doing a pose right now. And that makes for bad radio.
And boy,
thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
And we are after, we're going to get in there, right? You're going to let us get in?
Yeah, we're going to break down and
we're
going
to have all of it on your website.
Because
we're going to your page on Facebook.
Yeah, we're going to post it on both. Mm-hmm. Yours, theirs, our website, mine already. So I'm curious to see, you know, especially after all of this activity. All the energy.
We in for something.
We've got a couple personal stories that we want to see if we can draw that out and help validate that. We actually talked to a young lady
that her father was in prison here for a year. He was convicted of murder, and this is one of the places that she visited her father at. Now, he was eventually convicted and died in prison, you know, at a medical facility up in August.
Hey, and that was very, very interesting. But we'd like to thank you so much for allowing us to come up here tonight. We love your city. I'm going to take it. Well, I hope we can come back. And Jeffy, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us? I know you probably want to get yourself back up there.
I wanted to thank you all for coming out, setting this up, and being a part of this.
It was fun doing all the promotion for us.
County Chamber of Commerce for
Stephen.
Wonderful. And a special thank you to all the people who showed up from all the surrounding communities. We appreciate that. We invite you to get in touch with us at 478-508-2645 and schedule your show time.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. Thank you very much. I'm going to tell you, this has just been unreal.
I mean, you know, hearing the claims as people come out, you know, and us watching that video evidence.
I'm going to tell you, I am still shocked about this video. And everybody's getting an opportunity. You know, I don't know if they do have the, go to their website. What's the name of their website, honey?
Their website is, well, just find them on Facebook.
Find them on Facebook.
And that's, Paranormal Society of Middle GA.
GA?
I've been doing a lot of talking.
I know you have. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Paranormal Society of Middle GA.
That's
all
what
right?
That makes
everyone. If you just Google Crime and Punishment Museum. I believe you can get a link there.
Absolutely. All right. We've got about 11 minutes left of the show. If you'd like to call in, the number is to call in and ask questions. Feel free to. The number is
347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. Let's see what's happening over the chat. Well, Lisa's still with us. She's hanging in there.
She's hanging in there.
All right. Let us know you're still awake there, Lisa, and hopefully on board radio. Tell us what you think of the show. We'd love to hear your input, how the show sounds. So let us know, Lisa. What do you think of the show? Or either that or call in and talk to us. You got about another 11 minutes. 4-7-2-3-7-5-3-3-9 and press 1.
All right. Once again, this is Psychic Tina Marie, today's Psychic for Today's World. We're up here in Ashburn, Georgia. Beautiful night. The sun is down. Oh, I bet you got that. The moon is huge. Yep, the masters have calmed down, and my gosh, we're sitting out here, and you can see that moon. That's an Aquarius moon, girls. Hot dog, a lot of changes coming up for a lot of people. A lot of positives.
Thanks, Greater Good Ministry Radio.
Once again, I would like to thank Robert DeDozier from Greater Good Ministry Radio out of Florida for letting that for many, many years. Please, she is one of the finest, best, number one psychics. In the state of Florida, all through the United States, university, everything. So I'm telling you, she's up first. She's my mentor. Yeah, and she's got, please go to her website, Barbara, or her Facebook page, Barbara DeDozier, and Dolphins Enterprises, and please check out her book, a crystal book. And I'm going to tell you, it is a lovely crystal book, and it's how to use them. The no-nonsense way, and she does also have a boutique of homemade, handmade jewelry around the United States. And they dig this stuff, and they polish it, and it's some of the most beautiful, affordable jewelry out there.
She goes with is a little famous himself.
Yeah, it's Joe from the Cave.
That's right, and he's, I believe, on National Geographic or Nat Geo. But personal thanks again to the Ashburn Chamber of Commerce for allowing us to use their Wi-Fi. Stevie Thompson is the executive director. We thank them for their hospitality. They've been nothing but gracious to us.
And to all of our guests.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Wood. I'm just so tickled that we were able to, you know, meet a demonologist. And he just
And he's not a demonologist. He's here to help.
That's right.
And I mean, you don't hear that.
I love that.
I do, too. I love that.
But, yeah, and that demonologist is Leon Wilkes. I was going to get to him. And, God bless his soul. He is a member of the Air Force. And, you know, thank him for serving our country. And, you know, we wish nothing but special prayers to him if he finds himself deployed. We also want to thank Ghost Life Paranormal for helping out with this ghost hunt this evening. The Paranormal Society of Middle Georgia from Warner Robins, Georgia, because they're the ones that really run this program down here. And, of course, the Old Turner Jail itself, museum located at 241 East College Avenue in Ashburn, Georgia. And Ben Baker, who is the curator, he started this back in 1995. They officially opened in 2001. And, of course, the Paranormal Society of Middle Georgia, they started their hunting here in 2014. It's been an exciting evening. There's still a little bit of crowds left. I don't think we'll get them all through before the show ends. We've got about 7 minutes left. But this has been an exhausting evening.
Tell you what, I just love the people up here in Georgia. I'm going to tell you, they're just absolutely wonderful. They've just treated me so good. And once again, you know, we come out of retirement, come up here,
see
this, and it feels good. It really, really does.
You know, maybe what we ought to do is do this, you know, every once in a while, with Barbara, do these type of remotes.
I'm going to tell you, we were, I was on Great Good Ministry Radio for years, and anytime I ever wanted to do a show, just do it, kid. And, my very first radio show was with Barbara DeDozier. She just told me, treat me like we're two old friends, and I haven't shut up since. So, it's all good. Once again, if you hold of me, this is like Tina Marie, Today's Psychic, Today's World. You can get a hold of me over on the website, www.mistina.com, and that's TENA.com. Miss Tina, and what else do you want to talk about?
Lisa says she's too shy to call in.
Lord, Lord, it's okay.
But you can be a chatty Kathy in the chat. Go ahead, chat away.
There you go.
That's all right. I know. I mean, trust me, I got the perfect face for radio. And,
We've got we got about 5 minutes left. Hey, Maggie.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Maggie from Gulf Coast Paranormal out of North Florida. What? I want to ask you, we've got a few minutes left, but I just wanted to ask you, what experience in your lifetime was it that made you want to even your intuition abilities, or was it an experience you had?
It was probably all started with my mom being a child, just being open to the idea. My mom was never one to set out any extra ideas of, I might have heard, or I might have seen, or anything like that. But I think the real coming to light for me was about the time I hit puberty and we started having poltergeist activity in the house.
There you go.
We experienced doors rattling, lights on and off, TVs that were unplugged, coming on at full volume. Usually, like I said, times of, puberty, going through your woman stage, and around that time I could see the spike, and it probably didn't help.
No, wait a minute. I went through puberty. I didn't go through no woman stage.
Learning to not be afraid of what's going on. And I've always been the one that wanted to understand. I want to know why.
Oh, yeah.
I need to know why to be comfortable with it. And it's always been started with the TV show. Unsolved Mysteries, Unsolved Murders, that kind of stuff. And then, like I said, the poltergeist activity, and then the real dive for me was the sudden and tragic death of my grandmother.
You know what? You have a special guest with you tonight, don't you?
I do. I actually brought my mom along with me. She shares the same interest that I do. Drug her along for the trip, and I think she's having a good time. She's been, it is hot, and she's been around helping everybody.
Absolutely.
We've been socializing and introducing ourselves and, really having a good time and hanging out with everybody. It's been a great night.
How do you feel about being part of a paranormal team and one of the most
constant areas of Florida, North Florida.
Oh, I'm ready to get this. I'm ready for the work. I'm ready for the team and I to go in and really get things going and rolling up there. So if anybody's listening in the Panhandle area that needs anything looked at, anything investigated, please contact Tina, get in contact with me, and we'll set you up. And again, we don't charge for any of the services. We're part of the investigation. It's done as a courtesy to you. So please get in contact with Tina and she'll contact us. And between her and I think we got the state of Florida in.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take the north part. South part, we got the state of.
Yeah, we got to get someone from the south part because Miami's going to pimp a lot.
All right, folks.
We're getting ready to wrap up. We only got a couple minutes left. Again, you're listening to Greater Good Ministry Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Thank you again so much, Barbara DeDozier. Make sure everyone visits her Facebook page, like her.
Absolutely.
And
got all her
website. Crystal Healing book, you know, look for that on Amazon. Get that book. It is a quintessential book.
It truly is.
Oh, it's in my guide for crystals. You know, I'm real big into the crystals, and I have Barbara's book, and I absolutely love it. It is my go-to reference.
Absolutely, and it takes all the guesswork out.
It absolutely does. And a lot of people don't know when working with crystals that they need to be cleansed. They can only take in so much before you have to release all that energy. And her book explains how to do that, how to properly cleanse your crystals. These crystals is delicate, so it does require care. If you're interested in that, please check out Barbara DeDozier's book.
Okay, and I'm just going to kind of go through my list here real quick because we've only got about a minute left. Again, our demonologist, Leon Wilk. We thank you very much for your time. We thank, again, Stevie Thompson, the executive director of the Ashburn Chamber of Commerce. Thank her for her hospitality, her use for us to be on air. Without her, we would not be able even to have this show. Paranormal Society of Middle Georgia from Warner Robins, Georgia. That being Jeffrey Paranormal out of Chiefland, Georgia. And of course, to the old Turner Jail herself, now the Crime and Punishment Museum here in Ashburn, Georgia. It's been a wonderful evening, and you get the final word.
Well, real quickly, I'd like to have everybody out there please say a prayer for Jeffrey's mother. She's in the hospital, and a lot of positive prayers and healing prayers. And as always, thank you everybody for tuning in today. Love and light to everybody. God bless you.
And be watching for another show in the near future. Good night, everybody. And I hope you enjoyed the show.